from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster. I feel more like I've been sprung ahead. When people say spring ahead, I say, give me a break. But then I find myself sprung ahead. Even though clocks don't use springs anymore, and I don't think that's what it has to do with springing ahead. I say, somebody spring me out of this thing where the time's changing on me in an inconvenient way. The podcaster who's wound because he's been sprung, but sprung ahead, and that you might wonder, what in the spring is he talking about? It's the Isoramisa. I don't really know, but I know what I'm here for. I'm here. It's time for Sleep With Me podcast that goes off topic and is here to help put you to sleep. And before we slow the show down, these are a couple of ways we bring this show to you for free. So remember, when your hand hits that refrigerator tomorrow, you know, think of the show. Think of Sleep With Me. Here you go. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? How much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, we're about to slow the podcast down in a few minutes, but first, we got to get the support out of the way, the Sleepy Supporter Zone. A lot goes into this podcast, and a lot goes into keeping it free, including the listeners, the heroines and heroes who support the sponsors, keep the podcast free for everybody. And tonight, I want to thank Grace and Steph, who supported Quip. They got their toothbrushes over at Quip. And Steph also supported Brooklyn and got some new Brooklyn bedding and a set of sleep phones. Both of them shared with the companies and shared with me on Twitter, which is a huge help, letting them know their partnership with Sleep With Me is valuable, that the sponsor support is what keeps it free for everybody. So thank you, Grace and Steph. If you want to know more about the sponsors, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. You can find them there. And then support a sponsor, let them know about it, let me know about it so I can thank you in the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Like Grace and Steph, which is now over. Oh, Mystery Bard, we're about to slow things down. Can you sing for us? Let me know who helps out on this show.
Chris Posty poster song.
Sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. the Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and
and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Night Vale Presents. So now on with the show.
Thanks, Mr. Bard, and now we can slow it down. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. What do you say we get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake. You know, it could be stuff you're thinking about, thoughts, past, present, future. Could be feelings, you know, anything coming up for you emotionally or physical feelings or sensations. Could be changes. You could be sleeping somewhere different. That's been going on for me for a little while. Like sleeping in an unfamiliar place, or you could have someone out of town. You could have a change in your routine. Maybe you work a second or third shift, or you know, you work early in the morning. Whatever it is, could be something different than that. But I'm here to help. And what I'm going to do is I'm trying to create this safe place, to have space set aside for you, or transferable space. I love these words that you think about, transferable safe place, because sometimes you need a safe place that goes with you. And I really believe that's important. And it's more of like creating a sense of that, you know. I don't know. So that's what I try to do. The way I do it is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. Changes in, do I do any change? I don't know where that word came from, changes. I mean, I guess I change from one thought to another, but I don't really change thoughts. I say, well, look at that thought. I change where my attention's pointing. I guess it's more like a pocket of change. There's a holy metaphor. That was an accidental one. That's another thing I use is accidental metaphors. Hopefully I'll come back to that. But if you're new, I do want to spend a couple seconds here with you because this is new to you. And I want to check in and give you some information in attempt to make you feel comfortable. Because if you're new to the show, you probably are skeptical or doubtful or just wondering what's going on. So I'm glad you're here. I will give you a heads up right now. This podcast does not work for everybody. It's very different. It is friendly. But most of the listeners, this millions and millions of people, say it took two or three tries before I became a regular listener of the show, which I guess is a little bit of a conundrum because, you know, once you listen two or three times, well, some people probably stop listening. So, and you may stop listening right away. You may say, this is not for me. You could go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. There's other sleep and restful chill podcasts there. So that's one thing. Oh boy, but now I forgot what I was, if you're new. So it doesn't work for everybody, but give it a few tries. Normally, it works best if you kind of loosely consume it. Some people that get frustrated with it, they're waiting for the show to start. It already started, but it bare, you know, it's like, is that moving or not? I don't know if you, the best one was that sloth in that movie from 4 or 5 years ago that worked at the DMV where you're like, is that sloth moving or not? That's what this, you see, is this, did the podcast get started? I'd say kind of. Hold it like you would. I don't know. I don't think there's a lot of holding of sloths except by sloth professionals or, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, just, I don't want to limit it to veterinarians because, you know, there's other professionals, you know, sloth moms, they say, well, I'm a professional and I'm a sloth mother. Yes. because I'm a gathering and things for, you know, does it, you know, a sloth doesn't just grow itself. Maybe that's a gentle reminder to her offspring. You know, kind of hold it, just like, I guess usually the is prototypical the actual right word here, but the image of the archetypal image of a sloth is it that it's hanging on its, they hang on you, or a tree. But that may only be, you know, that may not be a real image, but almost hold the podcast in that way, you say. But you say, well, sloth seems like it has a decent amount of mass, so I don't know if that is the right analogy. And I'd say, well, what if you were holding a baby sloth in the palm of your hand? You'd probably hold it pretty gently and loosely. And that's the way this podcast is, but you can drift off, unlike if you have a baby sloth in your hand. Please, you know, do it when you're fully present. You know, don't even listen to this podcast or any other podcasts. You know, if you're holding baby sloth, give it your full attention. But you probably are a professional in that case. So, where was I? I just niched down this show. You see, what happened to Sleep With Me? I thought it was like a pretty successful podcast. Well, he said this safe place is now just for sloth professionals. And it turns out that's a very, you know, it's just everyone knows one another in that industry. And Scooter's are like really, I mean, this is the truth. If you're a new listener, you see, well, you know, he's about 10% of people enjoy his style, his creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, humor, like, you know, not getting to the point, word smushing, extra words. And so 10% of the sloth professional community, actually, we don't even call ourselves that. He just did. So that also eliminated 50% of his 10%. He was down to 5%. And also, most of us work very hard, so we sleep very well. So that's what happened. Also, he forgot he was talking to a new listener. Hi, sorry about that. So that's one thing to know about the show. Also, that I go off topic a lot. Structurally, this can throw people off. You know, right now, it might seem like I'm not getting to the point, but this intro is kind of a big part of the show. So the show starts off with business. That's how we keep it free for everybody. Then there's business between about 16 minutes and 20 minutes or somewhere in there. But in between like minute 4 and minute 16 to 20 is an intro. And intro is kind of just me rambling, setting the stage, giving you an idea what to expect in the safe place for a new listener. But for a regular listener, ideally, either 2% to 4% of regular listeners just skip the intro and listen to the story. But so that's another 90%+ that listen to the intro because it's part of your wind down routine. For some people, I don't want to tell you. So you kind of listen as you're getting ready for bed or you're in bed as you start to descend into sleep and get comfortable. And that's just what I've learned over 6.5 years of making the show about, is that it takes a little while, right? You know, sleep is not instant, especially for those of us that it doesn't come easy all the time. So that's the intro. So the intro will be here. I'll be talking maybe for a few more minutes. Then there'll be some business. Then there'll be a story. Tonight will be our episodically modular series, which means it's a bedtime story with recurring characters and theme. But you can listen to it in any order. As a matter of fact, it'll take me a while just to set it up. So we'll do that. Then the end of the show has some thank yous. So that's the structure of the show. And kind of cover this as you can listen loosely. This is a podcast, you believe it or not, you don't need to listen to. You could listen, but some people, you know, they don't understand what I'm saying, or they lower me to a volume, or they mix. They also have white noise. So you kind of, if you're new, just kind of see what works. Or if you're a regular listener, you know, try it out. Some people slow the show down. Some people, you know, wear sleep headphones. Some people use a smart speaker. Some people put a pillow speaker or their phone under a pillow. So see what works best for you. But you don't need to listen to me unless you need to. And here's the other side is if you do need to listen, or you want to listen, or you want to kind of barely listen, I'm going to be here. The shows are about an hour, and I'm here to the very end to keep you company as you drift off, or if you're asleep listening all night, or if you're waking up, or if you can't sleep at all. You know, there's a percentage of listeners that I'm here for, you know, if you can't sleep. That's very important to me. And here's the thing. I don't try to get too real in this podcast because I realize it's bedtime. So I'm not going to get too real. But, you know, I always say, you know, I make this show, one, because I have trouble sleeping and I've had it throughout my life. But I also make the show because I truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And I've been like life stuff, and I've had like a really, like I've seen a lot of, like just where it's not easy to sleep for some people. And, you know, when they like their routine or they're not at home sleeping, and making the show is very important to me. And spreading the word about the show because, or about sleep, because I realize how hard it is, and situationally, or for some of us, you know, just part of our lives. And when I can help, or who I can help, is very important to me, that, you know, I'm here to help. And if the show doesn't work for you, it's important for me to tell you again that you do deserve a good night's sleep, and that I hope you find something. You know, maybe it's Pink Noise. Maybe it's another podcast like The Empty Bowl or Sleep Whispers or Sleepy or something like that. I hope you find something that helps, but give this show a few tries. Because I'm in a good spot right now, but I just really have things that come up, you know, life stuff, and it reminds me how important you getting rest is to me and to you and to the world. Like, you getting a little bit more rest means you're in a little bit better spot. You're a little bit rested. And that has echoes. And I don't know. So I'm really glad you're here. When I say that, I really mean it. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep. So give it a few tries. Kind of see how it goes. Usually this podcast is very silly. And, I take this show very seriously. I think I was trying to create an analogy about change at the beginning of the show. You know, I was thinking, oh, pocket full of spare change. Is that what I said? Pocket full of change. I think I talked about that. Maybe these intros get recorded in different order than are released, but, you think about a pocket of change. I've never done that where, I mean, nowadays, I don't want to say it's change is not my favorite thing. I mean, there's another one, holy accidental. But having a pocket full, I mean, change is not very few people's favorite thing. But I've never thought about, maybe that could be an episode one day of somebody just going through change. They say, here's a penny. And then, you know, you look at it, that would be might be too boring for the show, but maybe not. And actually aligns with an idea I had. So actually I'll just write that down because that one would be a more researched one. Because this is a little behind the scenes. I said, well, what if we do these ones focused on pastimes like that, like a train shop, a model shop, And that'll be like when we can get a little bit more production help, I think, because it would be a little bit more research. So I guess that's it. But yeah, you see, what if you were going through that change in a calm way and it's just here for you? It takes change. It gives it a new meaning. And you say, don't worry. I'm going to use soap, so much soapy water. Actually, this is change that I cleaned first. I went through it, put it in the old change bucket, scrubbed it down, patted it. What I said, spare change, but you know, whatever. I forgot how the order of that song goes, but I patted it, I rubbed it, I scrubbed it down. I said, spare change. So I don't know. I guess my message is I hope it's clear. And I hope you give this show a few tries. Or if you're a regular listener, hey, what's up? I'm so glad you're back. I really am. I hope you can feel it tonight. I'm honored to help you. It's very important. I mean, I have a deep connection to this show. And, you know, on both sides of it. So your rest has great meaning to me. And that's strange, you know, because we don't really know each other. Or if you're new, so, you know, you could sit with that. You don't have to be comfortable with it. I want this safe place has plenty of room for that. But it is, because the world will be a better place, or your world will be. So I don't know. I guess that's just where I'm at tonight is that, I'm glad I get to make this podcast and I appreciate you listening and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple ways we're able to keep this podcast free for everybody. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. All right, hey everybody, it's time for our episodically modular series, Get Besos, Season 3. It's episodically modular, so that means you can listen to it in any order. And I'm kind of going to give you all the info you need right here up front. So even if you say, well, I never listened to one of these before, I missed season one or season two, don't worry, I'm here to help. This is really just here to put you to sleep and keep you company. Or if you can't sleep, is it, you know, it's here for you. So Get Besos is the tale of Richard Warren, a fictional, oh, so fictional story. Holy fiction. 100% fictionalized and unintentionally similar to anything, is the tale of Richard Warren Sears and James Cash Penny, two retail titans of industry, or titans of retail industry, or, you know, industrialized retail titans, I'm not sure, who were in purgatory. They'd, you know, they'd been at Earth, and then they were in purgatory when they learned about the founder of a giant company, Amazon.com, Jeff Bezos, Bezos, like kisses in Spanish. But they didn't want to kiss him. They felt like he ruined their retail empires. They went on a quest to Earth to say, hey, you ruined our retail empire. What's up with that? And that didn't go well. Meanwhile, at some point over seasons of sleepy activity, they actually became friends, the three of them. And then they found themselves back in purgatory, the three of them. But you know how life repeats itself. Then Jif saw that back on a place very similar to Earth called Hearth, pretty much a redundant backup of Earth. Or maybe there was someone called ZBiff. That was their technical internet name. And ZBiff had created a social shopping platform, a social shopping and sharing platform. I'm sorry, ZBiff. Or is ZBiff, they get called sometimes. And Jif saw that, said, well, look at that. That's a, you know, pseudo something or news, you know, pseudo news or whatever. And Jif said, I'm going to go to Earth or Hearth and teach ZBiff that you say, hey, that's, let me help, you know. So then Jif was in Earth. Then Rich Warren Sears and James Cash Penny once again had to return to Hearth or Earth and like to get Bezos, because they said, well, Jif's going to get in trouble. Can't just go, you know, didn't we learn our lesson the first time? You know, we're back in purgatory. We've learned our lesson. Let's go make sure to help others. And now, and maybe their motivations are different. Richard Warren Sears is a little bit more internally motivated under the eye. I don't think this is a spoiler. And James Cashmany maybe is more under the we helping. But so they've returned to Hearth to try to get Jif before Jif gets ZBiff. And I say that like, hey, buddy, I don't know if you should do this way in the sleepiest of terms. So that's what's going on in this season. And the way they at some point, this is just, don't worry, this is just the start of the story. This is just the pre-story, new listeners. I'm here to escort you. But so they were, let's see, let me just catch up. So that was the catch up to this point. So let's just back up one step here. So Jif and RW were in purgatory, or no, RW and James Cashpenny were in purgatory. Jif was already gone. They decided, let's go to Hearth and get Jif back here and make sure our friend doesn't get in a pickle. So they actually found a list of places on, or like that were impacted by the social media and sharing platform and shopping and entertainment, probably, platform, where there's different pockets of disagreements. And they said, well, like I'll just tell you, tonight's about straws. Who would have thought, you know, in a million years that, you know, in our world, everybody's reasonable about that, I think, maybe, I don't know. I don't follow that stuff, but in Hearth, there's like pockets of disagreements about straws. And understandably, when there's that, there's strong feelings about it. So they've gone there tonight. They don't even know it yet. I guess I'm one step ahead of them. Is that they're there, and they figure, oh, if we solve these little pockets of disagreement, eventually we'll catch up with Jif, or we'll run into ZBiff, and we'll get everything fixed, or we'll just fix these things one at a time in an episodically modular way. And so that's our next episode of Get Bezos, and this is our Hollywood presenter. Holy accolades. I mean, I don't know if you'll get the big accolades coming up, but you deserve everyone, the wonderful, the charismatic, the bringer of size, Antonio Banderas. Thank you. As the ladies, as the gentlemen, as the boys, the girls, the friends beyond the binary. It's time for another episode of Get Bezos. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the kind words, Scooter. Okay, yeah, you go lie down. You sound a little tired, so just perfect timing, right? As long as you lie quietly. I did purchase a stage bed, which is actually just my extra bed for guests lying on the floor there, right outside my studio. Like, now you'll be inches away from me, where I could actually reach out with my right hand out of the closet that's under the stairs where I record and pat you on the forehead, which I'm doing right now, gently, as you lie in full silence, and also realize that when I say you're the bringer of sighs, I more mean you're the causer of other people sighing when they see you. I mean, I sigh, but that's a different kind of sigh when I say Antonio and his squeaky, like, despite being one of the most talented people in the world and kindest, he has the loudest eye. Like, I've never heard anyone's eyelids before Antonio Banderas's. The unmistakable sound of your eyelids. So as long as you keep them closed, then we won't have that issue. As I gently pat you on the forehead. Thanks for being here. That's Antonio Banderas, and this is Get Besos. Buddy. That didn't go well, huh, James? No, Richie, it's not going. I mean, I don't know what we're doing, and I feel like we keep having this conversation. Okay, James, did you forget everything we learned when we were in the Besos, like the world, the community Besos? It's tough for me to say, but we're in that near utopia Besos. And also we did a lot of other things, James. Didn't we learn a lot? Didn't you learn a lot? I mean, maybe I just learned a lot. So maybe you could reflect on that for a minute. I guess I'm stating, maybe I'm being rhetorical, James. Okay, Richie, I don't know. I think, was any of that real? I know it was real. And I know I had a full, like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, what do you remember? Or what big lessons did you take away from it? James, I'll be honest with you. I kind of barely remember all of it. It's the past, so maybe that's one thing to remember. That's the past. But, James, I do agree with you that this isn't working. We don't have GIF. ZBIF is becoming more famous. Also, JGIFY seems to be a global phenomenon. So GIF is not helping people. GIF is making GIF more famous. Genius Grant, prizes, and no one knows who JGIFY is except for you and I, James. And then the times I try to tell people I know who JGIFY is, and, you know, that he's not that great and all that, and I said, ZBIF, whoever they are, is probably the same. Or what if ZBIF is just a representation of a company? Why? ZBIF, JGIFY, GIF, is just more popular than ZBIF, but it's just a myth, James. Okay, yeah, I guess it's more a celebrity, JGIFY, or pseudo-celebrity. Does that matter? We're on this path of following this list of things. I guess I was more saying that it's not working what we're doing. Every time we go to help people, I feel like we're just, I don't know. I just have internally, I'm somewhere, I don't feel total dissatisfaction or satisfaction. I guess I'm feeling like a longing or something. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, James, but I think saying a celebrity, myths are made up where celebrity is actually a thing. So I think JGIFY's a made up thing, not a celebrity. But you're right, James. I've been saying this the whole time. We're on the wrong path. We're going the wrong direction. Our efforts are being unappreciated and underestimated. I did think, and maybe this is what's driving what you're saying, James, there is the possibility that this isn't like that. I think what you're saying, but I probably disagree with it, but there is a possibility that this is our existence. Like, this isn't real, but it is real. and we're here because we're supposed to be here. Richie, I don't know exactly what you're getting at. Okay, well, just don't think about it then. That's what I try to do. I say, well, no, that's not possible. Remember that show I was watching with Jeff? Oh, no, you were in bed. The Good Place. That this is not the medium place or the good place. But so anyway, James, it's not to think. Don't think about it. Oh wait, so you're saying we're actually I have thought about that, but then why would we be? Oh, you're saying for you, the idea of trying to help people solve their problems and. That could be, like, for you, that's like kind of like rolling a rock. Well, it's a bigger thing. I mean, they wouldn't just have me, obviously, roll a rock or swim in water. We just keep repeating. We're not getting anywhere, James. Jay Jiffy's getting everywhere, but really, we know the real facts. Okay, well, so it seems like we're not getting where we're going. Almost like a... it's not working out, right? What we're doing is not working out. Is that what you're saying? It's exactly what I'm saying, James. And you've been thinking about this in a way of like, why is Jay Jiffy on getting so far on Jiff's own? James, brilliant idea. You're right. You are holding me back. Let's not put it like that. But that is probably why Jiff's doing so well. Is Jiff's on, you know, that Jiff is not in the thorns of friendship, we'll say. Okay, so Richie, what you're saying is if I wasn't here holding you back, because of our friendship, because you're so conscientious about helping me by letting me help you, which isn't really a help. It's like a hint, like, because I'm like a governor slowing you down. If you weren't doing that, or I guess like I was saying, like opening your mind because of what you're saying, like, well, without me, you'd probably be done with all this, right? If the other possibility isn't true. So if you didn't have me slowing down, but you take that as something... Like you say, well, I'm actually, well, let's see if buddy, you know, I'm bigger than, you know, I'm so much brillianter than Jiff. Even with you, James, I'll make this work because I'm here to help you as well. What would you do, buddy? That doesn't sound anything like me. You know, I've stopped using nincompoop. I don't know if you know that. Even though you didn't use that term, I thought you were going to use nincompoop. Well, I'm glad you're working those words out of your vocabulary, but what would you do? How would you deal with this? If you can't, how would you use me if I'm not a use to you? Well, these are tough conversations, James, and you're courageous for bringing it up. And I respect what you're saying, but I don't know necessarily that I don't need you at all. But I was thinking if we... here's an idea, James. What if we were on opposite sides, even if we compete, only pretend compete, you know, we don't have to try. I'm not going to give my full effort, by the way, if we compete, in quotes, and you could give your full effort, but, you know, I think you would be, but, you know, I mean, remember that I'm not giving my full effort, so if you, it seems like, you have an advantage. It's really me, a gift from me. And plus, we don't want to tire ourselves out by trying too hard. You know, this is a long game, James. But what if we take sides and opposite sides? We've done that before. I can't remember. Maybe that's some of the past. You know, also, and then I get a chance to win. Maybe you get to learn from trying, because, you know, that'll be fun, and maybe it'll start to build, you know, maybe you'll win, I don't know, maybe there'll be a surprise. I mean, I can't not try at all, James. Also, if I win, that would be proof that we're in, that this is a free reality where we do have a choice, and we're not in that other place. Like, if I win, that would be clear to me that we're not in the bad place. Okay, so if people see your brilliance, yeah, I guess that would be reality. They would just say, oh, wow, there's someone brilliant. Richard Warren Sears, a craftsman, a lifetime guarantee. You keep going, James. Someone I wish was my best friend, because I can only imagine what it's like being friends with someone like that. You could only dream. You could wonder, if you were friends with them, where you were. Were you in the good place or not? Or had you made a decision? And did you start to wonder, James, that's probably enough. You seems like you petered out, your compliments. That's fine. So here's where we are with Jiffy Sync, where we're about to go meet with this person. So now we're going to take sides. So James, let me tell you what's happening. This is plastic single-use straws. And there's pockets of disagreement around the social media shopping platforms about this. And that so people are taking sides, and we're going to one of the people that's really been they've been stirring up the social shopping platform in this area about it. They had a big following, that's what they call it, James, and they've lost some of their following because of their strident stratum. I just thought of that, by the way. And so we'll take sides on the straw issue and try to help this person from both sides of it. Okay, Richie, that makes sense. So the idea is that the idea of a single-use plastic straw is something people are suddenly realizing. They're saying, huh, this is a change. Right, James, it's common sense. So believe it or not, you'll take this, this is tough for me. But I will take the opposing side, James. So you're going to be, I'll be the side of common sense. Okay, so you'll be like the side on the idea of plastic single-use straws. I'll be the side of reason. Right, so you'll be, so we have this person here, they had a following, and he says, he's very pro-straw, you'd say. He says, he is trying to keep plastic single-use straws available for everyone. Yes, he calls them freedom straws, that didn't catch on. That was just in that one blog post. I'll be against that, James, because common sense would say, what's the use? This doesn't make any sense at all. And, you could work with him to see if there's another way to reduce this whole thing. And you probably would have agreed with him anyway. That's just a style you've lived your life very gratuitously. Okay, so what about my choices? Let's just practice this, okay? Okay. Well, what about my freedom? James, you're free to bring a straw if you want, your own straw. Okay, what about if I'm eating in my vehicle and, you could use a paper straw, James, or buy a straw. Have one in your vehicle. I don't know. Okay, but it's convenient. Why should I be inconvenienced? Okay, Mr. Convenience, did you ever think about the actual costs from start to finish, the real costs of it? Well, why does this have to be a thing that people are making a deal out of? It's such a small thing. It's just a straw. Right, exactly. I don't know why you would make a big deal about it. Why does everything have to have rules around it and regulations? And, you know, I thought I was free. I thought I was a free person. Okay, James, I'm not arguing with you about that. Well, I just understand why I can't, it just can't get my way. Okay, your way, James. What about everything else? What about everything beyond you? Have you ever thought about that once in your life at all, ever? All the organic beings. What about the whatever that word I was trying to use, James, was. Should the whole universe bend to you like a bendy straw? I like those bendy accordion straw, I would call it. Right, James. Okay, so I won that debate. So you're no match for debating, James, but that's not the mission at hand. Right now, we have to fix it. Here we are, Katarina Island. We're getting off. We'll go to the home of this person that Jif has on the list, and we'll talk to them about straws. Founder of Sura, it says here. So that's their office. I think it's also where they live, the Straw Users Rights Association. And you could go first, James. You could go first working with him and helping him. And if you find a solution, well, otherwise, then I can kind of, or we could try two approaches and see which approach works best. Okay, Richie. Well, I already did because while we were, while we were journeying there, even though we've been talking continually, we did take a break. It just, that's right. I forget, James, we take these breaks even though we're always talking. So we'll get to his house and he's going to read us. I've had him keeping... Wait a second, James. Did you pre-work this? Because we didn't actually take a break. No, yeah, I did send him a diary. And I asked him to keep two kinds of diaries to help us understand the perspective of the Sura, the straw user. Don't worry, Richie. I don't think I'm going to... Like, I just wanted to... Okay, James, it's fine. Let's just see how it goes. Here we are, Sura headquarters. It looks like, it's some kind of, okay, let's just, oh, hi. We're here. Yeah, we're the reporters we're the ones that sent you the journal. We had this idea, Straw Stories was the idea we've been working on. This is Richie, my partner here. Hello. I'm going to silently observe, but you two get to it. I'm going to sit here and maybe take some notes in my head. Yeah, so don't mind, Richie. So how did it go? It's good to see you. Yeah. You're very excited. So could you first read through me? Oh, you want me to read. Okay, so this is your, you've entitled it A Week Without Straws. So you did follow my instructions, correct? You did this first and then the second activity second. Okay, great. Okay, let me just look through here. So this is a week you spent without straws after the single-use straw, plastic straws. Lunch, local cola. Then the movies. Paper straw overload. A double underline. Halfway through the movie... What is this? Does that say Jumanji 3? Okay. I don't know what that is. Oh, that's a movie. Okay. Straw fell apart. Had to get up and get a new one. So sad. Okay, dinner. lemon lime. You drink a lot of and just going by your notes here. Teeth so cold from the ice, no straws at all. All caps. Almost got a piece of ice. Okay. We'll have to go to the dentist. Okay, I understand that. Yeah, oh, this one. Before bed, wondering about people who... Okay, yeah, no, I understand that some people need straws. We're not about... It's good that you're thinking of other people who might... Oh, you're saying it's not fair because you need straw, just because you like... Okay, oh, interesting. Oh, yeah, I see here you had iced tea. Yeah, iced tea doesn't taste the same when you drink it. Okay, that's... So your taste is different in a straw, too. It's interesting because then the straw... Do you taste anything when you're drinking out of a straw? It just goes straight to... Where's the sweet part of your tongue? Is it the back? Maybe that's why. But yeah, it really seems like... Oh, wow, okay. Oh, taco truck. Can of soda. Was that... You didn't put the flavor of the soda down, though. Oh, it's cola. Oh, brand name cola. Okay. Oh, you don't want to get into, like, which company... Oh, you don't... Oh, you prefer that third one. Oh, so you have a local soda company here in Catarina Island. Oh, and then you like that third... Oh, the Queen's Crown soda. Yeah, I hear that's a good one. Maybe you should, instead of straws, you could get into soda blogging, too. I mean, straws are important. I'm here to support you and understand you. Okay, where, what, oh, you, so you had a soda from the taco truck. No straw, are you kidding me? They should offer, all they had was a napkin, which can't clean. Okay, so you're using a straw for, because the soda was in ice and had been touched by humans, you wanted to make sure, if you sip out a straw, your lips don't touch the soda can. Yeah, I mean, I guess I did hear that those straw factories are did you ever see like any videos of those semiconductor factories? That's probably what a straw factory's like too, huh? Everybody's there in those suits, they go in, everything is vacuumed off them, right? Probably. No, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm helping you make your point. No, I'm serious. That's what you're saying, right? Is that in that those straws come in a paper? It's weird. So the plastic straw comes in paper packaging. Oh, because it's easy to open. Yeah, I guess I always just sure associate paper with porous. So they put all that money into having those ultra clean straw factories. I've never even heard of a straw factory, to be honest. I'd like to. Have you been on a tour of one since you like straws so much? No. Yeah, I just wonder. I mean, okay. So anyway, so of course, because of all the what do they call that when they put fail safes? So they say, oh boy, even if they keep it super. What do they call those places? Superconductor factories, I guess. Maybe that's where they make straws at the same time. I mean, it would make you say, oh boy, this straw is this pure. I mean, because it's single use, you can't put it in autoclave. Have you ever thought about that, though? Like, what if all the restaurants you went to had a metal straw autoclave or whatever? Okay, so keep reading. So what happened? Did you get through that? Did you end up drinking your soda? Okay, what method? So you took the napkin. They didn't have any Purell. Okay. So you just took that. Oh, you built up friction by rubbing the napkin against the soda can. That's what I've done that before, too. I wonder if that does anything or not. Yeah, and that's interesting. watching the sunset and wondering, looking at the children playing in the sand, will they ever even know what it's like? I guess it's another good way to think about it. It's like the children today, they might grow up in a world where the world changes from what it used to be like. And that would be quite a thing. Okay. Yeah, I think I've read enough. The whole book is filled with stuff like that. Wow. And so then did you complete the second project, which is like memories of the good old days, you called it. Okay. And are you sure, how accurate do you think this is? Pretty accurate? Okay, so breakfast. OJ Ice, straw there waiting for me, bent at an angle, paper still on it, life is good. Really felt like the OJ, of course, the cleanliness of the straw, huh? I didn't even think about that other thing. Like when you use a cup, you're basically saying, it gets similarly to the straw factory. In this case, you're saying, I trust the straw factory. Because, of course, all of that, all of the history of, everything we know about it. But that the cups at the restaurant that you go to on a regular basis, that probably gets checked, at least, like, that those cups could have touched anybody's lips, right? You're saying even though they were washed. Or if you wore lipstick, for example, you'd have to deal with that, too. Oh, sometimes you have lip balm. So, totally, you have to go through that. You say, geez, I just spent all this time. Did you put that? Was that in your journal somewhere? You spent all that time with lip balm. And you don't have to worry about having to reapply all that lip balm. Oh, holy moly. Because the straw would only, reduce, instead of having 100% lip balm recovery, with a straw, what do you have to do? 22% recovery. Okay. Lunch. I had a perfect day. Okay, local cola again. Pizza grease on my straw. At least it's not slipping on my cup. Okay. Movies. Getting my straw squeaking while waiting for the previews to start. It's like a friendly sound in my ear. Soda lasted the whole movie. Perfect. Exclamation point, exclamation point. Walked out of the theater with nothing in my hand. So glad they clean up after me. I work so hard. And now they get to have a job and work hard too. Yeah, I didn't even think about all the jobs that'll be lost in the straw. Holy moly. You're really opening my eyes to, all the losses, the straw, wow. Almost getting choked up at your vision. No, I'm, you're okay. So, dinner. Oh, D-A-T-E, so you had a D-A-T, did not show up. Two straws for the price of two. Straw for two? Yes, I do. Except I ordered a diet. That was kind of presumptuous. So you ordered a diet drink for your date before they came. Yeah, interesting. That's interesting to know. End of the day. And I think it's good to be free. It's good to be free. Oh, you said it twice. Kind of like a poem, huh? Okay, that's good. No, I don't need to read anymore. That's good. I mean, I guess you've opened my eyes. And Richie's been listening here about all the things that straws do for us, huh? That we don't appreciate. And the good and the loss. And then even some unanticipated losses. And maybe, you know, here at Straw Stories, we could even think about, you know, we haven't launched or anything. This is just something we're working on. But maybe we could go look into the manufacturing and all that stuff and everything related to it. It is like, so Richie has a different side of Straw. So Richie wants to talk to you about. I actually was doing some measuring. How you doing? I'm Richard Warren Sears. You could call me RW if you need to call me anything. And I was listening, and I was measuring your office and home here, or apartment. This is an efficiency, they call it, or they used to, that's what they called it in my day. I've been in one or two of these, and I was going to measure the square footage of this place, but I didn't have time. But I wanted to do an exercise with you, imagining you're sitting there at your kitchen table, an office table, sitting, and you could close your eyes or you could listen to me. And, maybe this is 100 cubic feet in here. Maybe it's 1,000. Maybe it's even 10,000 cubic feet. And you might say to yourself, well, how many straws take up a cubic foot? And I did try to, I realized that because the straws come in boxes, and I said, what is that, a 500 straws or 100 straws? I didn't want to be too manipulative and calculate. So I just want you to sit there and think about it. As every time, as every second's been passing that I've been talking to you, your breath is going in and out. I don't know if you notice that, but people have told me to notice it for myself. And each time you breathe in, a different straw from your life or a straw from your future has begun to gather here. Single use. But at first, they were just slowly appearing, you know, those straws from back when you were just a lad with all that freedom. Learning about that freedom. And I see a couple little tiny straws, maybe from a Shirley Temple, I think, appearing there. And over there on the kitchen floor, where your restroom area is, I see even a squirrely Q straw, single-use one, though, just like you like. Maybe you're thinking of your favorite straws. I don't know if you prefer a striped straw, a clear straw, or, you know, that milky white. I can see it. You like the milky white, maybe with a light blue stripe, a very conservative straw. Even to point out your frustrations, some of those almost decomposed paper straws, remnants are here, but most of it's gone or, you know, waterlogged and falling apart. I even noticed, so those are starting to pile up. If I had the math on my side, I'd say, well, this is how fast it would slowly be. You'd say, wait a second, what's that swishing around my ankles here? It's a straw. Wait, holy. And then maybe you would make a case, this is a good thing. And you might say, this is comfortable to lie down in 2 to 3 feet of straws until you realize you didn't clean any of those straws after you used them. And maybe no one intended to, because you said, oh, they're single use, and now they're piling up more and getting a little higher here. And now you might have your friends who have math know, say, well, no, they would have only piled up to 2.5 feet. Or maybe we'd find out that I'm an underestimator, and we'd be chin deep in straws. And then we'd be in a pickle, right? If you open the door, you might have heard about the new rules that got passed. you're free to keep all of your stuff, single use, that, so, you know, even when your door opens and all the straws spill out, you say, oh dear, and then you can't get, then you find out, you're running late because you had to push them all back inside. And then you see your neighbor, you know, that pesky neighbor, James, with the finger pointing and the winking. And he's able to subscribe, you know, to a single-use storage service because he's so fancy. But what you don't know is that it, you know, the because it reflects the real costs of end-to-end in the carbon and all that, that James lives in a plastic life in more ways than one. He's not as rich as he makes it seem. And you say, wait a second, how did we get in this pickle in the first place? And that's the end of my story. I mean, I could go on with, you know, thinking about, is it that tough to buy a straw if you want to use it at the pay? Do you have any idea what the real cost might be? Or you could rent a straw. Where they could have that autoclave idea is not too bad, James. You'll BYOS. But what really happened, and I'll tell you what happened, because, you know, you and I, you might hear about myths like J. Jiffy or ZBiff. What ZBiff did, how did you get all these straws in your apartment? They're imaginary, by the way, so you could quit making that frown. Here's what happened after this big straw hubbub with Sura and everybody making a big deal. Someone bright-minded, a business type, a brilliant, brilliant business mind, guy caught the ear of ZBiff. Maybe it was even a straw fan that caught the ear of ZBiff and sold this idea. And because, you know, with the social media shopping platform, everything can stay connected to you. You know, everything can be communicated, devices of Earth everywhere, whatever they called it, theory of all devices communicating. Even those straws are now connected to you. And they say, okay, we found the straw here. We're sending it back to you because it's yours. Or did you want to send us $8.95, you know, offset, and, you know, we could, or, and maybe you'll get $2 back when we convert it into a biofuel. You'd say, huh, well, not so sure about it. And they say, well, I've got a house full of straws here. And they say, we could send, you could come here to get it, or we'll send it back to you COD. And you realize with the ZBiff is the intermediary on it, it's fixed all that. You could have as many straws as you wish. You have the freedom to have all your straws. Well, you don't have to get too upset. I just wanted to tell you that I think this is a good idea you could tell ZBiff about. I mean, I think a better idea, I'll be honest with you, I can understand your case. I love my own freedom, my own convenience. Oh, boy. But some people like myself are a little bit more capable of having the freedom. You know, you, sir, are, you're learning, and I'm here, that's why I'm here to help you. You know, maybe you could think about, what if your restaurants of choice sold straws? So those, you say, well, we got the poly straw, you know, the silicone straw, the metal straw. You could take it with you, or you could pay the straw deposit, or you could just drink out of a cup, or bring your own, all your choices, or single-use straw. You just don't forget to take it with you on the way out. So you, why don't you see if you could take your journals there, pitch that idea to ZBiff. James and I got to go. We got it. We're going to go. We'll see you later. All right, let's go, James. Richie, I think you did win that one. I'm really impressed that like there was just something about that that got you. Yeah, I don't know what it was, James. I mean, it wasn't you. No offense, it wasn't you, even though it was interesting to see things from his perspective. And even though, James, no offense, but you were a little bit smarmy presenting his, reading his words, that something about that, I said, well, this kind of makes sense from his perspective. He loves straws and freedom, the freedom he associates with straws, which is a feeling. So also, James, here's the thing that came to me. I guess I didn't deal with this, though, so maybe this is where, James, I've seen her, where we've been missing things. Where's that, Richie? Well, everything's changing, right? Yeah, like he's used to having straws his whole life, and then it changes. Okay. And he doesn't like that at all. And he put his foot down and said, no change for me. Okay, Richie. And then you leaned into that. But I guess, no, you didn't. We didn't help him with his feelings. You're right. Yeah, we're kind of being like Kleenexes, James. Tissues, you mean? Yeah, single-use tissues, James. Can you believe? I guess that's more reasonable than a straw. Yeah, but what were you going to say? I don't know, I forgot. Were you going to say that there's change, and then there's feelings about change, and then there's feelings about the changes, and that those are two different things? Well, that's exactly what I was going to say, James. Yeah, he was feeling strongly about the change. And then I guess, yeah, in my brilliance, I made him feel strongly about the changes. So maybe he'll do something. Oh, boy. Yeah, maybe we should just, let's just go to the next thing on the list. Maybe we could keep learning. But I'm pretty worn out. Well, this is a beautiful island, James. Let's go check into this inn. And get some sleep. Good night. All right, I want to thank everybody who reviewed the show recently. I want to say thanks and good night to Games Deleter from Denmark, who said, I haven't even listened to it. 5 stars. No idea if the podcast is good. I fall asleep after 5 minutes listening to it. And then IODR20, who is from Australia, who put Australian football, a bone, yay. Oh, like a dog bone, and dog bone Australian football. Yeah, 5 stars. They love the Mystery Bard song. Keep up the good work. Thank you. This is a longer one. It's from a younger person who says they're from the U.S. Insomniac since birth. Read it. This is important. My 2 cents. I've used this podcast for 3 months. Then I read some of the reviews. But most of you listen really, they said, geez, this is free. So yeah, that's what the ads keep it free. So, you know, if you don't like the ads, you could skip ahead, but it, you know, if you skip the first 20 minutes, they say, ISB, I'll call them, you know, you miss out on the intro, which is a part of the show. And then they said, well, Jesus, you're talking, some people say, Jesus, show goes off topic. That's been, you know, the beginning of the year, we get a lot of, mixed reviews because people find the show and they say you're not supposed to listen to it like a book report. It's supposed to help you fall asleep. So I'm a 17-year-old young person, and before this I couldn't fall asleep. I got a lot going on in my personal life, and it's not easy. So hey, find something else to do with your time. Thanks, and ISB. Meredith R2021 says, so helpful. You know, I used to fall asleep with the TV on to drown out the tinnitus they experience. But after talking to my doctor, I tried podcasts, and helps. And this one's boring in the best way possible. And also cut out, highly recommend cutting out light, which I do. This person does not like the ads or anything. But we haven't really changed anything in like 3 years. So I don't, like, I guess I don't understand, like, but okay. And then someone else said, keep it moving, too much meandering. Small Terror said, mad respect. Found a lot of help with it. Dealt with a breakup and couldn't sleep. The voice was comforting. But I definitely revisit when it's tough. Kind of to drone out the harsher part of them. In their case, they say the mean 15-year-old girl that lives in my head. Then Winnie Sudu says, lifelong insomniac, changed my life. Weaves into a complex dream. Occasionally I'll listen during the day. They really like it. Marmy, Lady Berica says, my friend has a cat named Marmalade that they call Marmy. 5 stars. And this another person, anime fan for lifey from Australia, said they gave that it gave them a headache or made their headache worse, the rambling. So that's some of the reviews. Thanks, everybody, for reviewing the show. Glad to help. Sleeping Me really does exist, even though, I kind of feel torn about it when people react strongly, but it really could only exist because of listener action. I don't know what so the listeners that support the show keep it free for, 97% of other people. So thank you, everybody, for that. And we grow as a podcast simply by people sharing the word, spreading the word. So I really appreciate that. And couldn't do it without any of you. And here's another podcast I want to let you know about. Thanks so much and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boar Friends level. I have 4 podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. That's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is a bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro on my feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do three seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off, and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. So if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.